Mandy Malone's audio podcasts are for consenting adults only. The material contained on this and other podcasts is not intended for minors under the age of 18. 21 in jurisdictions where 21 is the age of majority, those who do not desire to be exposed to sexually explicit material, leave now. If your community does not allow such, you must also leave. Access is allowed only to adults who are familiar with sexually explicit material of this nature and who are not offended by this material and desire to be exposed to this material. This podcast may contain artistic and literary value as well as educational information regarding sexual matters relating to masturbation, cuckolding for responsible adults interested in this type of information. If you are easily offended or uncomfortable with this, please leave now. You must agree to release the creditors of this website, its owners, service providers, and other affiliates or agents from any and all liabilities. Click on this podcast only if you agree with these terms. Thank you. Hi out there, all you sexy stroker boys. It's a very hot August evening. I have just written a Casa de Stroker story about my online cookie hubby. It's been a while since I've put one up, but they are always fun. Before I get started telling you about what the story is about, I want to remind you that it's a hot summer night. I think it's a great time for me to guide your masturbation. I've been doing kinky wild fantasy calls, jerking off calls, role play, guided masturbation, humiliation, all the things that you stroker boys enjoy. Oh, CBT, cock and ball torture. I am very good at domination. Read my blog. There's a lot of it on there. So enough about that, but if you care to call me, I'll be here this evening at 1-877-732-6360. That is until about 1 or 2 Eastern time. Tomorrow I'll be here also, starting around 11 a.m. And throughout the day, I canceled an appointment I had because I was really in the mood to masturbate, to have you guys jerk off for me. I don't know. I'm sort of in one of those compulsive moods that I need a lot of jerking off around me. It just makes me so happy. I just love it so much. I love it. You guys are fabulous. So, getting back to Casa de Stroker. Well, you know, that's my summer house. I have a place on Long Beach Island in New Jersey, down the shore. Early in the summer, or in the late spring, Tyrone and I had gone and we'd gotten umbrellas and porch furniture and beach towels, and we have been making the most of it. There's been a lot of activity on the beach. There's been these kite surfers, which is something I was thinking of giving a try. You get these surfboards, and your feet are sort of attached to them, and they're these big, like 6-foot-long kites. And they have cables, and once the wind picks them up, I mean, you can go 20, 30 miles an hour in the ocean, and at some point you even get picked up and you can fly on these kites. It is amazing. So I've been watching that. I've been running. I've been walking, dining out a lot, going out to dinner with friends. There's a bunch of really new restaurants that opened up that I've been trying, each one of them. So it's been a lot of fun. Tyrone has been keeping me company. Now, you know Tyrone is a hunk, and I have to beat the girls off when he's out with me. I mean, he is 6'4". He's got a 44-inch chest, a 34-inch waist, and at least 10-inch cock. I mean, I've never really measured it, but it does take two hands to hold on to it. And it's too big for my mouth, but you know what Miss Mandy says about cock sucking. I do not suck cock. And why is that? Because I have you cocksuckers out there to do it for me. Why would I do something like that when I don't have to? Tyrone's cock is too big to suck anyway. It's always fun to see a cocksucker try to get his lips around it because, I mean, at best you could get like the head, and it's just so enormous unless you've got such a big mouth. Tyrone laughs too. I mean, he's a pretty good sport. Anyway, my online cookie hubby, has been coming, down to the house. We've been having clam bakes and barbecuing and going to the beach. He likes to sail, and he's just general good company. He's a great cook. And I even had a circle jerk one night. I had a bunch of sissies on the beach. There's some sissies that live close by. We had a power outage. So, of course, where does everyone come when the power goes out? They come to my house because I have the most flashlights, the most candles, the biggest bonfires on the beach. And I'm the most fun. Face it. So we had a bunch of sissies sitting around. They took their little clitties out, and they were small. And they were all jerking them around the candles. Oh, it was amazing. And I gave some guided masturbation instructions since I am, I guess what you would call a professional. Afterwards, we toasted marshmallows. It was great fun. And, I just love doing this. And my online cookie hubby, he was having a good time, too. He kept, looking around. I think he was hoping Tyrone would show because, he's got this thing for Tyrone's big cock. I mean, my online cookie hubby's got a little tiny dick. I mean, it's like an inch. He says it's 3 inches, but it's so small. I mean, if I put Tyrone's cock next to him, I mean, you wouldn't even think it was a cock. It's so small and pathetic. Tyrone, he's such an alpha man. And my online cookie hubby is such a loser. He's got such a little cock. And, usually I make him pay me to suck Tyrone's big cock. He loves to do that. He loves to pay me. He's paid for Tyrone to take me out to dinner, to buy me clothes. I mean, he's just so generous. But, of course, that is the reason I married him. Only for his money and what he could do for me. He signed a prenuptial that if, in fact, we do break up, I get 90% of his income. And all he gets is his debt. So it's a win-win for me, a lose-lose for you, loser. Loser! Well, anyway, enough about that. But one day, my online cookie hubby had taken me to the sneaker shop. I did need some new running shoes. I have been training for a marathon. And we went into the store, and there's this really hunky guy in the store. His name is Trent. He's blonde. He's tall. He's got little hips. Little on the younger side, 24-ish. And he is super good looking. I think he does a little bit of modeling. Well, when we walked in, he said, "Mandy, is this the little dick cocksucker you write about in your blog?" Well, I burst out laughing. And my online cookie hubby, I mean, he got so red in the face. I said, "He is, but how do you know?" And I was hardly able to contain myself. I didn't want anybody in the store to hear us. And I said to Trent, "Well, look, as long as we're here, I hope you're going to make us a good deal." So I whispered in his ear, I told him that my online cookie hubby would be willing to suck him off if he gave me a few pairs of these hot sneakers. Trent froze. I mean, he thought this was the coolest thing he ever heard. So we went in the back room, he unzipped his pants, and I mean, before I could say boo, he had grabbed my online cookie's hubby's head. And he had his cock in his mouth, and he says, "Mandy, I read about what a great cocksucker he is, and not only is he the best I've ever had, but you're watching me." I just kept laughing. I mean, this was too funny, and I was getting hundreds of dollars of these hot running sneakers just because OLC was sucking them off. Well, I made him beg. I made my online cookie hubby beg. "Come on, beg for it, loser," I said. "You know what? You're not begging enough. I'm going to take the wallet out of your pants. I need some shopping money, too. So, OLC mumbled something like, "Anything you want, Mandy," you know, with the cock in his mouth. I had a laugh. Loser, I'm taking $300. One at a time. 100. Suck it again. 200. Suck it again, loser. Oh, yeah, 300, loser. That should do it. That should pay for shopping and a manicure and, I don't know, dinner? Oh, I know that Tyrone would like to go. Well, if you want to come, Tyrone, and my online cookie hubby, I think that would be great. I'll have my online cookie hubby get under the table. Well, I was busy, like, yapping away, and Trent blew his load in my online cookie hubby's mouth. Oh, my goodness. He was just slurping away, licking up the cum. And suddenly, one of the other sales clerks walked in. What could I say? OLC started to beg to suck his cock, too. And I told this guy, go grab me some little shorts, nice short shorts and hot colors. I'm not walking out of here empty-handed today. So, that's about the way it went. OLC had a lot of great dick before we went back to the house. I called Tyrone up. I told him we were going out to dinner on my online cookie hubby's charge account. Online cookie hubby, you are such a loser. But I was thinking tonight I might have sex with Tyrone. I'm going to let you suck his cock. I'm going to let you get underneath me, and so those big balls of his will just be hitting you in the face as I'm getting satisfied. I know you're going to like that, aren't you, loser? You know I do love you, my online cookie hubby. And you know I'm going to keep giving you loads of cum. And I'm going to keep letting you pay for everything, because that's what you're good for. I only married you for your money. Talk to you soon. That's Miss Mandy saying good night, all. Don't forget to call me at 1-877-732-6360. You little dick losers out there, I'll make your little dick twitch. Don't worry. Bye-bye.